KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, I really can't tell you what a privilege it is to have you tune in and join us daily, Monday through Friday, that is, from 1 to 2 o'clock on ABQ Connect. Also, want to thank our engineer, Tayshawn, pushing the buttons and making us go on the air, and couldn't do this without him. Maybe, but it just wouldn't sound any way like how it needs to. So much appreciate the whole team. You know, we got a letter from a gift giver here in the last week. Our business office sent over the letter. I don't have it in, well, actually, I could, but essentially just giving us encouragement for the content that we put out there. And I can't tell you how much it encourages us to know that you're blessed by what you hear daily. You can look for the complete lineup of programs and other information on our website at klyt.fm, which, by the way, the goal is October 1 that we'll have a brand new website launched, and it looks fantastic. Essentially, we'll be doing the same thing it does now. I'm actually really pleased with how much interaction or information we're able to bring you on the website now. But we're bringing that in-house, and the team here that does the websites, they do such a fantastic job. So watch for that October 1st. Another tease I want to give, a well-known teacher that this radio ministry, quite honestly, it was when this radio ministry was operating 107.1 FM KNKT in Albuquerque. Well-known ministry is coming back on the air, God willing, September 29th. And when that's all firmed up, I'll be happy to give you the details, because I'm excited, because the teacher that we had on the air years ago, the listening audience was very responsive to Bible teaching. Hopefully you're on the edge of your seat. Hopefully the tease will keep you posted for that. But September 29th, 9:30 in the morning, we hope to launch that again here in the Albuquerque airwaves. I was going to say, I can't really say launch it again on this station, because this, when they discontinued on Albuquerque waves, this station was playing music all the time. So at any rate, I'm really looking forward to that. It'll be at 9:30. Those that listen to Mission 66 now at from Trans World Radio, you will be able to continue to listen to their podcast via their website, and we'll make sure we get you that information. We'll post it on our website so you can continue to find them. They've done a great job of walking through Scripture each day. At least the first half hour of this show, we're going to spend with our friends at Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Welcome into studio, Mary Gray Perdue and Riley Norman. Thank you, ladies, for taking the time. It's like, yeah, once a month we hang out, get caught up with all the fun stuff you guys do. Everyone wants to do that, but we'll invite them.
Yeah.
Right?
We're a fun office.
For those not familiar, Riley, with Johnny and Friends, and maybe specifically Johnny and Friends, New Mexico, but Johnny and Friends in general, bring them up to speed and let them know what it is primarily that Johnny and Friends does.
Yeah, Johnny and Friends is a worldwide mission?
Organization.
There's the word. Mm-hmm. A worldwide organization dedicated to serving families with disabilities and veterans through wheelchair collection and refurbishment, respite events, local offices that host family retreats, warrior getaways, and different other retreats and getaways that we have, and training and equipping churches to serving families with disabilities in their local areas.
All right. Well, listen, the local website, you can go to johnnyandfriends.org. That's a national website. But really encourage you to go to the local website. It's Johnny, J-O-N-I, and then you got to spell out and. johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. Tell you one of the things right now that I'm like, I love local. Go to the homepage there, and there's Dee Dee.
Yes.
Right on the homepage.
From our family retreat.
She is a go-getter, that one.
Yep.
We're friends on social media, and man, the things she does.
Yes.
I might have done when I was younger. But yeah, she's a hoot.
Dynamo.
Yeah.
And she and Kevin are great.
And she's not alone in that. I mean, the community, the family at Johnny and Friends New Mexico, you know, we've talked several times about the event that I attended last year. And just to get to, and I already know some of the people that are regular, what do I want to say?
Participants, yeah, volunteers.
Yeah. Yeah. With Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Lots and lots of fun. One of those fun activities, the Family Project Day, is coming up September 27th. Is this a new event?
No. So this event was birthed from our family retreat, actually.
Okay.
And we were brainstorming ideas and ways a couple of years back on how we could bring family retreat home. If you don't know what family retreat is, it is overnight respite at Lone Tree Ranch in Capitan, New Mexico, where we make high adventure activities accessible for families with disabilities and bring care to them. How do we bring that home? How do we help them
right.
in tangible, real ways? We go to their house and we say, what do you need from us today?
Yeah.
And so we pick out 3 to 5 families once a semester and we say, we want to serve you. What do you need? This could be yard work. This could be window washing. This could be at-home respite care where you're hanging out with somebody with a disability
right.
and doing kind of VBS at home
right.
or different things like that. Maybe helping them move. We have a family who's moving very soon who needs help moving. So we pull together a volunteer base and we go to them instead of them coming to us.
Right. Yeah. What I love about that, I mean, how many times have any of us been to camp? You know, and while we're at camp, someone will say, you know, all right, guys, here we are on the mountaintop. It's easy to, you know, I don't know how else to say it because I'm old. It's real easy to come up here and kumbaya, you know, or you pass it on or, you know, which, you know, pass it on is great. You know,
What's next?
But, you know, sometimes the difficulty is bringing the excitement, the things you intend to do. You can say the same thing. Think about going to a convention and you get all hyped on, you know, how you're going to do things when you get back to the office. And I love this, that you're intentionally, Riley and team at Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Hey, let's bring this back to the valley.
Yeah.
Literally, kind of.
We say this at camp all the time. We say this at camp all the time. What happens at camp doesn't stay at camp.
Right.
So we want to remind everybody at camp, we bring it home with us.
Yeah. So this is an annual where you have 5 families picked out, the family, or a handful.
Handful of families.
Handful. Family Project Day, September 27th. So for those listening that, you know, aren't involved with Johnny and Friends New Mexico, is there anything they can do, maybe make themselves available? Hey, in the event, look, I'm a handyman. Look, I'm a great chef.
Yeah.
You know, look, I love playing cribbage.
Love it.
Right?
It can be anything. Seriously.
Yeah.
We had a girl come in one year and she detailed somebody's car for them.
Nice.
So if you have any skill or talent that you want to use on September 27th or in the springtime when we do our next family project day, we'll take you in and we will serve these families well because these families don't get this kind of care usually.
So trying to do this twice a year, at least.
Twice a year, yeah.
And how do they sign up?
How do they sign up? They go to our website, johnnyandfriends.org /new-Mexico, and they look at our Family Project Day event page. And right there it says apply or register here.
Okay, so if you're on the website that Riley just mentioned, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico, just scroll down on the homepage about halfway down, you'll see upcoming events. There's Family Project Day coming up September 27th. Click on that. And it's like an all morning event, 8:30 in the morning till noon. Doesn't cost you anything but a little elbow grease maybe in your time. Riley, can I give out this phone number and your email?
Absolutely.
Okay, the phone number to call, if you want to write it down, is 505-317-7905. That's 505-317-7905. And you can email Riley. It's ryle.norman@johnnyandfriends.org. Riley.norman@johnnyandfriends.org or call 505-317-7905. If you want to not only volunteer for family, you know, listen, you turn into a volunteer for Family Project Day. Trust me, Riley will know where to find you to let you know there's other events that you may want to be. And kindly ask, hey, we're doing this, like a barn dance or, you know, other things, which brings us to another topic.
That was smooth.
Any more on Family Project Day?
Nope. We're looking for some more volunteers. We'd love to have them.
All right. So let's get the sawdust out and barbecue and get over to the west side off Rio Grande Boulevard and prepare for a barn dance, which every year is a big success and lots of fun. Now, Riley, have you been to these? Now, you're fairly new at Johnny and Friends, right?
I am. I'm nearing 5 months in my position.
Have you ever been to one of the farm dances?
I haven't.
So, yeah.
I can tell you about that.
Yeah, Mary, tell her. Here's your friend. Tell your friend what she's in for.
It's an incredible, fun few hours. It'll be over lunch. There's going to be lots of barbecue. There's going to be dancing with a DJ and lots of booths that are put on by local churches and organizations.
Okay. So there's your key, right? There's your invite.
For the whole family.
And same phone number and email. I'll give it out here in a little bit. You looking for volunteers for that, Riley?
Yes.
For booths?
We're looking for booths. We're looking for volunteers. And we're looking for people who want to come and have fun.
I'm going to tell you, as a little kid, as I remember those fairs like at school and stuff, I think the one I liked the most was the little plastic fish hook, and you put it over a sheet, and then someone hooks something special onto it, and you bring it back over. It's it's kind of like a Jack in the Box or a Cracker Jack surprise.
Yeah,
surprise in the pack.
Well, Steve, you can run that booth.
Yeah. Well, what you're saying is I may run that booth. I'm not sure if I can. That's yet to be determined. Question on the website, is that a picture from the local one?
I can't. No, it isn't.
Okay. But it's always lots of fun. Do you know the name off the top of your head? The park over on Rio Grande Boulevard?
I don't know the name of the park.
But we'll get it for you.
But it's at the Alfredo Garcia.
There you go. That's the one.
Okay.
Alfredo Garcia off Rio Grande Boulevard, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is also on our website, where they can go and sign up and let us know they're coming. So we know we have enough barbecue.
I had it right in front of me.
And if they don't sign up, we will still take them.
Right.
And the address for the park is 6610 Rio Grande Boulevard. It's happening on October 18th. Is that a Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. It's from 11 to 2 midday. Hard set times, or if you're having too much fun, are you going to press on?
Hard set times.
Okay. you don't get the sale you don't ask for. But it's free to attend. Now, listen, what if someone's listening and they're like, well, my family doesn't have disabilities, and I wasn't going to plan on volunteering.
Open to the community.
Yeah.
You don't have to, no qualifications, except you want to come.
I knew that.
Fun and meet new friends.
I knew that. And the reason I brought that up, what a great opportunity to get out and see firsthand what Johnny and Friends is doing. And while you're at the event, you can find Riley, you can find Mary, and say, you know what, next time for this or whatever event, I want to be involved. What a family and what a great community this is. And is there live music?
There's a DJ.
Okay.
And takes requests and lots of fun dancing. Can't get some of those kids off the floor. I also wanted to point out, bring your whole family, but if you're single, come.
Yeah.
You'll meet new people.
Yeah.
If you have extended family, bring them. We'd love to have them.
Right. And you'll be blessed. We often bring this up too when it talks about, you know, acts of service. Hey, sign up to come and volunteer and serve and bless someone. And, you know, I mean, tell me, Riley, right? You've done plenty of things like this. You go and do it. What happens?
You fall in love.
Yeah, and you're blessed.
Yep.
It's like they served me. You know, yeah. I'm just trying to bring to light what most of us already know, but just a reminder. So whether it's the Family Project Day on September 27th or the Barn Dance on October 18th, volunteers are they're in need of volunteers. They're in need of those booths to be set up, little cakewalk, or do you already have a cakewalk?
Not yet.
Okay. So, you know, that right? And I said earlier, someone who can bake. So if you can bake, you can maybe help out on Family Project Day, make a bunch of cakes or cookies or something for a
Big
cake
families,
cookie walk,
yeah.
Or make it a healthy, you know, bag of nuts walk or something. I don't know. But reach out to Riley. The number is 505-317-7905. And again, her email is Riley, that's R-Y-L-E-E, riley.norman@johnnyandfriends.org. And no relation to Larry Norman.
No relation.
Do you know who Larry Norman is? You're too young.
I'm too young.
Yeah. Mary knows who Larry Norman is. Yeah. Early in the Jesus Revolution music days, God gave rock and roll to you is one of the, and I don't know if he wrote that one. Petra did it too. I don't know. But anyway, listen, we're spending time today with Johnny and Friends, New Mexico, Riley and Mary in studio. We're going to take a quick break. Ladies, can you stay with us?
Of course.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back with more after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, did you hear? Johnny and Friends, New Mexico is in studio. Their website is Johnny and Friends. That's J-O-N-I, and then you got to spell out and. johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. In our first segment, we mentioned the Family Project Day coming up September 27th. A handful of families are going to be picked out. Essentially, it was birthed out of the retreat earlier in the year. And, you know, to bring some of that energy back down to the valley and bless some families that, you know, have some things they need. If you want to be a part of that, and listen, like we said, it could be lawn work, could be fixer-up, just time spent playing a game, or what have you, maybe, baking together, or, if you want to be a part of that, or, the Barn Dance coming up October 18th, which both of those are on the website at johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico, reach out to Riley. She's organizing both of those events. You can reach her at 505-317-7905 or Riley, R-Y-L-E-E dot Norman at johnnyandfriends.org. I'll probably give that information here before we finish up too. So Riley, you can blame me when your inbox is overflowing.
We love it.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that we often almost always talk about is the respite events. Yeah, we used to exclusively say respite nights because maybe at the time that's all there was, but there's respite events. Some of them are in the evening. Some of them are Fridays. Some of them are Saturday afternoons. Let me give a shout out. I want to thank Paragon Church, New Covenant Church, Grace Church, Trinity at the Marketplace, which, by the way, last week we had Michael on to talk about something he's got going on.
Nice.
But no, all of these churches together, the body of Christ, the church, working with Johnny and Friends to reach families impacted with disabilities and providing a respite night. Or a respite event. That could be an evening or a daytime event. And Riley, for those not familiar with the respite events, can you kind of walk us through what they are and maybe aim them at the next one on the calendar?
Yeah. So the respite events are church-owned events in Albuquerque for families with disabilities to come, and they can drop their kids off, they can volunteer, they can stay. But these events are to provide respite and care for families with disabilities in New Mexico. This can be anything from VBS night, dinner, lunch,
popcorn
bouncy
in a movie.
Houses.
Yeah.
We've had a hot air balloon event one time. But it's a time where their kids come in and everybody receives a buddy. The parents are able to go off and have a date night or go get groceries or go take a nap if they need it. It's respite and care for these families when they don't normally get it. Our next one coming up on the list is September 27th at Paragon Church.
Okay, and if you're looking for Paragon Church, let me help get you there, okay? I mean, really, just do a search for it on whatever you used for maps, but it's just off 528 in Rio Rancho, and you go on Sunt. I'm going to guess that's west on Sunt, and you'll find Paragon Church is it's almost right there. But you know, just to kind of give you the gist of what intersection it's near. It's on 528, and it is. If you get to Northern, you've gone too far.
Yes,
sure. Okay. And it's Rio Rancho Boulevard.
Yeah. Yeah. There's volunteers.
Volunteers. Yeah. The event is completely free for volunteers and families to attend. They just need to sign up at the church's website.
Okay. And we'd encourage you to go and check out paragonchurch.com for details on that event coming up on September 27th. That's just around the corner. What are we, about 10 days away? And then October, I'm just going to give some dates so you can look up the church and find the information. But October 3rd, they're going to be doing it at New Covenant Church for the remainder of the year. October 17th at Grace Church, November 15th at Trinity at the Marketplace, and December 13th at Paragon Church. And then when we get into 2026, they may just be at your church. Now, how do you make that happen, Riley?
You reach out to me or Liz Tafoya, our ministry relations manager, and say, hey, I want to host one of those. I want to serve my community and serve families with disabilities in Albuquerque.
And the church that's listening, the church attendee that's listening or leader, it's like, I'm not sure we are equipped to do that.
Guess what? We train you.
You don't leave any excuses.
Nope.
Okay.
Liz will come to your church and do a walkthrough with you, and then she'll meet with your team and do some training. And the week before the event, she'll come and do some hands-on respite training with you and your team.
Hey, kind of putting you on the spot, but think of it between the two of you. Any stories pop out in your head when you think about respite night and what people were able to do, or what a guest experienced at a respite night that maybe surprised them?
My favorite story is a single mom who would sleep in her car in the parking lot for the 3 hours because it was the only break she got.
Yeah.
She was so happy.
It was her respite.
Yep.
Yeah, good nap.
My favorite story is hearing from a family when I was serving at a respite event in high school at Grace Church. They dropped off their child with a disability and took their two older children who were typical out for a movie night. Because their children who were typical didn't typically get
the time
that their child with a disability would normally get with their parents.
Right.
So the parents just spent that evening blessing those kids.
Nice. Well, that's what happens with respite events. And can I give that same number out?
Absolutely.
Okay. 505-317-7905. And although you can reach out to Liz, do we know Liz's email off the top of your head?
Yes.
Liz.Tafoya, so that's Liz.Tafoya at johnnyandfriends.org.
Okay.
And you can always jump on our website and there's a contact button.
Yeah.
Contact us. We would love to get you on our newsletter that goes out every couple of months, which will give you the update and hot links to these local events.
Nice. Well, with the little time we have left, you guys do stuff all the time.
I know.
Yeah.
Wait till next year.
Yeah. When do you work? I'm kidding. This is all work, but it's the kind of work you do and you're energized, to do it. Coffee and care. Now let me see if I can pull this one off. Okay. from business networking class, you're supposed to really kind of understand what your friends, who you're networking, what they do, so you can share with others. But my understanding of the coffee and care, This is an opportunity for families that are dealing with disability to be able to meet together and share concerns and share issues they're having or share struggles they're having or share praise reports they're having. It's essentially a chance just to bless one another in koinonia and meet with the family the family of people that are connected through Johnny and Friends New Mexico for any of these various things.
A twist might be that the caregivers come. So it might be that mom and dad come or single mom comes. Sometimes they'll bring their loved one with a disability and sometimes they won't. Sometimes the adult's the one with a disability who comes.
Yeah. So just a time to and good coffee.
Good coffee.
Good refreshments as well. If you're not a coffee drinker, you can still come.
Agua Fria. Yeah, right? That's happening September 30th at the Johnny and Friends New Mexico headquarters, 7007 Wyoming Boulevard Northeast, Suite B4. But Johnny and Friends New Mexico, you Google it, you'll find it. That's really set up. You know, some of these other events, we say open to the public and come. This is really set up for the people that are connected with Johnny and Friends already and want to just be supportive, you know, hold each other's arms up, co-labor together in the ministry they're doing in their families.
We'll actually welcome new people.
Yeah.
If somebody's looking for a connection, they may be a little isolated.
Right.
We want them to come. They can meet some like-minded people.
Right. But specifically, you're looking for families that are dealing with disabilities.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a low-risk environment.
Yeah.
You can come. You can bring your child with a disability, and you can come fellowship with us. We'll do a short devotional, and we'll talk about our lives, and we'll do prayer.
All right. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we've been visiting with Mary and Riley from Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Before I just cut you off, ladies, I do want to throw it back to you. Make sure there's nothing left unsaid. Is there anything else you want to share this month?
We'd love for people to sign up for that newsletter so that we can start giving them the information. We'll also let them know about other events that are around, going on around town.
Okay, so if you are at johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico, Mary, what's the easiest way to find the?
Got it.
There it is. I think right on the homepage. Just stay up to date. It's kind of easy. It just says sign up. It's got a little envelope next to it, right?
Perfect.
For the complete Steve. He made it easy.
You betcha.
Okay. Well, God bless you, ladies. It's always good to have family in studio, and we appreciate the work that you're doing to bless these families. And I know they're blessing you.
Yes, they are.
They're amazing.
As has this time been a blessing. Thank you.
Oh, you know what? I'm humbled and honored to be used to help get a megaphone to you that you can share with the KLYT listener. Always. Come back next month. Let's do it again.
Well, let's think about it.
I think yes.
Okay.
All right. Hey, stay with us. 505 Church is on deck, and we're going to find out about the work that they're doing, and maybe more importantly, how you can become part of that good work that's happening right here in our community. We'll get to that after the break on ABQ Connect.